Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. And it's time, Brinny. Vinny, Brinny. Thank you, Brent.
A neat sound. I like it.
Zipper. Boy, when you find a sound effect, you really find every example of it ever.
What's the word?
Zipper.
It's a good sound.
It's a great sound. Zipper. Okay. It's too bad that's not the word every hour, huh? Can't wait to hear what you come up with for next hour's word.
What is it?
Velcro.
Not Velcro. That's a good sound, too. Zipper. So here we go. Celebrity Trash. We are still a year away from the return of Game of Thrones. Maybe a hair less than a year, right? Isn't it coming back around the time
April that
Pink comes back again?
Hey.
Basically, you'll have a 3-month-old baby if you get pregnant today. Game of Thrones. This is it. This is the final season. And I think there's only 6 episodes. Although they're saying from the set that they can't believe how epic it is. And, you know, like each one is like a movie.
Well, good. Oh, been waiting.
I know. So some data scientist.
You know, don't rush it because that'll be the last of it.
I know.
Of all time.
Oh.
Of all times. There
At
isn't
all?
Another season. So you should just relax.
Because
when
can't.
It gets
it
here,
doesn't, no, I'm just
it's
gonna,
already over. It's,
I know. Oh, my God. Do I know. I feel like it's already over now. Just 6 weeks of enjoyment. So Game of Thrones, there's a data scientist who decided to create a complex algorithm to see if math could help predict who will sit on the Iron Throne at the end of the final season. So obviously it's impossible to say where they're really taking the show without having seen the script because they're well past anything the books ever addressed. But they narrowed it down. So there are apparently over 2,000 characters that they were able to find
wow.
to put into, like, really? I guess maybe they're just, like, naming everyone in Westeros.
Are they including the dead ones?
No.
Like Hodor?
So, no.
Okay.
If they've already died, they can't possibly sit. So this is, they're trying to get to the person who's going to sit on the Iron Throne. So apparently they didn't come up with the ultimate answer, like, who will win. Although I suppose what they've done is taken the top 10 most likely people who are in the running for the throne, who could wind up on the throne, and ranked whether or not, what the percentage is that they will die. In the final season, somehow
right.
this math algorithm.
Who wins it all?
Is Ed Sheeran on that list?
No.
What?
He's not on the list.
Good.
So the people that they say could potentially, like, there's an argument that could be made for them to take the throne. People like Tyrion Lannister, Jaime Lannister, Cersei Lannister.
Jon Snow.
Euron Greyjoy, they actually put in here. Sansa and Arya. Mm-hmm. Jon Snow, obviously. Daenerys. They actually have Bran Stark on here, although, I mean, that dude's the tree guy now. So.
And he's not acting really well either.
They've got Gendry on the list.
Who's Gendry again?
Gendry is the illegitimate son of Robert Baratheon.
Oh, yeah.
The one who, you remember him, right?
What were you going to say? The one who what?
He was a blacksmith, and they found him in the,
okay.
you know. Ned goes and finds him, looks at him. He's like, oh, my God, he looks just like Robert Baratheon.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the hammer guy. So they don't think that it's going to be Daenerys. They give her an 83% chance of death.
Well, she's preg, so she's going to have the baby before if she gets knocked off.
Why do you think she's pregnant? Just because her and Jon Snow did it?
Yeah.
And his magical sperm has impregnated her?
I don't think it's either of them.
He is actually pretty 59% chance of dying as well.
Oh.
And he's already died once, so he has to die again.
Right.
Like,
I agree.
Can't... That plot line is too stupid to keep going, even on a stupid show like that.
It's not stupid.
He used... So this data scientist used models and machine learning techniques to predict who dies in the final season, considering things like what house... they're from, what culture they belong to, their title, their gender, nobility status, age, and if any of their relatives have died as well. So then this is where all the rankings come from. And they actually say that Daenerys, who I have always seen as sort of the ultimate person to wind up on the throne, they're saying there's like over an 80% chance that she's just going to die.
It's too typical.
They say Jaime Lannister is second least likely to get the throne. He's got about a 72% chance of dying.
That's who I think's going to get it.
Really?
Jaime?
Yeah.
Well, his character certainly has... undergone one of the biggest transformations.
I think that what they've done...
He pushed Bran out.
...is create a person we don't like, and then throughout these episodes, they've shown little moments of redemption where he's been a good person and mm-hmm. shown us another side and actually given that character depth.
I agree.
That, like, you wouldn't have expected. And you see him boning his sister, and you're like, oh, God, dude.
Well, he's still...
You're disgusting.
In the
but
first
in the end, I feel like we are going to see him... get rid of the sister. This is just me guessing.
I agree with you. I think that he has come home and seen her getting crowned. I think that was one of the final things we saw. And he's going to be like, this is
not the way this can go.
This is not the way this can go.
And he's got a cool gold hand. I think that makes him sort of neat. Like,
isn't Cersei pregnant too?
She is.
Yeah.
She is.
So we've got a couple kids in play.
So here. my prediction is going to be that the show starts nine months from where it ended. Both these kids are going to be born in the first episode. That's my prediction.
They've got Tyrion Lannister, third most likely to die, 70% chance of him kicking it.
I thought that was a really high chance that he'd end up on the throne.
I kind of agreed.
What's Arya's?
Give him a hit, drum hit.
Arya's
high
a
chance.
Lot closer to the throne, actually, than you'd think. So Bran Stark, they kill him off with about 66% chance of him dying in the last. Although I feel like Bran Stark will live. He's just going to be the tree guy. What's that guy's name? The three-eyed, third-eyed raven or whatever. Cersei Lannister, about a 60% chance that she gets
it. That's who I was going to give my number one choice to, even though she's pure evil.
You think
Cersei
she'll win?
Would win the throne? No.
Yeah, if I was to put money on it.
She's got to get her. She's going to go down. I bet you Sansa kills her. Or Arya. Arya's had her on the kill list for years.
It's going to be Jaime.
Ooh, and?
Jaime's going to kill her.
Say it.
I hope that's true. Actually, I think that would be a good full circle for him.
Right.
We were talking about this last Sunday, mm-hmm. talking about how, because I was a little disappointed by how Littlefinger got killed by the girls up at Winterfell, Sansa and Arya.
Why were you disappointed by that?
Because I really felt like after all his machinations that he would have some more public downfall. Like, for that to happen in this little room in Winterfell, I mean, there were people there and everything, but I just felt like, oh, that was quick. But then Hooman made the point that now Arya can use his face.
Mm.
Like, she cut his neck, right?
Yep.
So, and she's a face wearer. For those of you not watching Game of Thrones, my apologies. You should really try to catch up before next season. But that she'll be able to use his face, and using his face, she'll be able to get into King's Landing.
Mm-hmm.
And using his face, she'll be able to get close to Cersei. And then,
yeah.
So they've got Jon Snow... about five places away from the throne. He's at 59% chance of dying. Euron Greyjoy, who should just be, I mean, is he even, no, right?
No.
55% chance of death. Sansa Stark, they're giving her 50% chance she's going to die. And they are saying, too, the rumor off the set is that pretty much everyone's dying.
Yeah.
Like, the one person who's left is going to be sitting on the throne. So Sansa, they have... at 50%. Arya, they have at 49%. They're saying not Arya either.
Wow. Is there any chance it could be Sam?
Oh, no. Sam's not on the list. They actually, their top pick for who will wind up sitting on the throne ultimately.
Here we go.
You're not going to like it. With only a 39% chance of dying, Gendry.
The
bastard son
that.
Of Robert Baratheon.
Fine. Huh?
He's a throwaway actor.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah. Show him a picture of Gendry, would you? He's the guy who Ned Stark finds in the blacksmith shop. He finds out that he's the bastard son because all the Baratheon kids have black hair, not the blonde hair that that Joffrey and...
Oh, yeah, that guy.
You know that guy. So they're actually saying that he, you know...
All right.
He does have a
no, he doesn't have any chance at all.
I agree. But that, you know, if you went by simply descendants of the king, the guy was the sitting king when he died, and this guy is his son. So no matter what math you use, it doesn't really matter, because in the end, they can bring back Morgan Freeman and have him, you know, play God and just kill everyone and just go sit on the throne randomly. Morgan Freeman, I think, is going to win.
Okay.
It's Thursday. They could do anything the hell they wanted. But there's all kinds of algorithms that this guy is. Look, type in Game of Thrones math algorithm. You can see all the breakdown of everything. The Taylor Swift concerts this weekend. Which one is your daughter going to? The Friday night one?
I think the Saturday night one is the one, yeah.
So she's ended her feud with Katy Perry, but according to her stage show, which we've all gotten to see some glimpses of now, it is on with Kim and Kanye. She launched a Reputation tour in Glendale, Arizona, Tuesday night. And at the very beginning of the show, she actually called Kim out. Do you have this audio, or should I just read you these quotes?
It's slow, and she kind of has a moody feel to it.
Because she's sitting at the piano.
Yes.
And go ahead, play me a little.
So it sounds very dramatic.
It could strengthen you instead.
I didn't like her delivery. She needs to practice that a couple hundred more times.
Well, don't worry, Vin. She's got a whole tour ahead of her.
Didn't that sound practiced and read?
It did.
And she's memorized.
You know, and even the chord changes, like she's playing along on the piano as this is happening.
And more words. Pause.
So she didn't say Kim's name, but she said, a couple years ago, someone called me a snake on social media and it caught on. And then a lot of people called me a lot of names. So
and now there's a giant snake behind my head.
Yeah. So, and the snake is movable. It's people are saying she's copying Dio, because I guess he had a giant snake on stage back in the day.
Well, Dio's good.
Sure. But it's a giant like cobra, and it kind of weaves around up there.
And my microphone's a snake, too.
Oh, her mic's a snake, too? Oh,
so she showed on her Instagram her five different mics for the show, and one of them is the snake mic.
All right.
Well, good for her.
It's very exciting.
I don't know how or who was going to stop her from getting to do this anymore, as she's the biggest pop star in the country.
Yeah, well, you know, we got to add a little drama, Vinny.
Okay.
Got to make this dramatic. The initial Kim Kardashian quote was from Twitter, let's see, July of 2016. She had written, "Wait, it's legit National Snake Day. They have holidays for everybody. I mean, everything these days." And then pictures of 50 snakes.
This was the original
thing where she called her a snake. And this was after
It was a beef with Kanye
about the song Famous. I made that bitch famous. Uh-huh. And Taylor said, no, I didn't know anything about that. And then Kim released videotape where she's... whatever.
The texters are running to their phones.
A clip where she had been videoing while Taylor was on speakerphone.
Right.
Uh-huh. And that there had been some kind of conversation.
Yeah.
And so when Taylor said, no, there wasn't, and that's BS...
Yeah, she got caught in a lie.
Right, she got the snake thing happening. As far as the show itself goes, it looks like they opened the show and Camila Cabello and Charlie XCX actually joined Taylor on stage. There's a really cute little clip that somebody who was at one of the shows posted up that we were watching. And I just thought, oh man, your girls are going to have such a good time.
They are.
So there they are doing their dances.
Oh, there it is.
Cause the play is gonna play.
Yeah, they're into it. That thing you ask to do stuff plays
the
pop music at the dinner table all the time, and I just sit there looking for a window to jump out of. My God, these two and their pop music. So they're gonna be in heaven.
Happy birthday today to Bono, Paul Hewson, Paul Bono Houston.
Yeah, Bono.
How old is he?
58 years old.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Not that old.
What?
I don't think that's that old.
He still gives 100% of the concerts.
He's still the biggest rock star.
34 total Hot 100 songs, including 6 top 10s. U2 just recently joined Michael Jackson, Madonna, and Weird Al Yankovic as the only acts to score top 40 hits on the charts in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010s. He only just They only, you two just broke the top 40 in this decade, which seems unbelievable. I feel like we play new U2 songs all the time. But May 6th, 2017, but 1 year ago, he hit number 33, U2 did, as a guest on Kendrick Lamar's Triple X.
I didn't get to the part where U2 is yet. It's a lot of Kendrick, really.
When did Beautiful Day come out? Was that the was that like 06 or something? Was that too soon to be part of the tens?
Must have been.
Because that
was a big hit.
For sure.
Although it's not one of their top hits.
Oh, 2000.
Beautiful Day was 2000?
Yes.
Jesus.
I knew it was back there, but.
Their biggest hits, they've only had two number one hits.
With or Without You?
With or Without You is one. It was number one for 3 weeks in May of 1987.
What about One?
What's that?
One Love.
No, One is one peaked at number 10 in 1992.
Bullet the Blue Sky.
No.
Not even in the top 15 of them or so. So With or Without You is their number one song.
Where the Streets Have No Name.
Nope, but from that record.
Still haven't found what I'm looking
still
for.
Still haven't found what I'm looking for. It was number one for 2 weeks in 1987. Desire was their third biggest hit. It hit number three.
Was that the one attached to the movie they did?
No, that was the Batman movie.
Angel of Harlem?
Oh. They did a song for Batman.
Angel of Harlem actually was a hit for them in 89. That peaked at number 14. But like...
Hold me, thrill me, kiss me, kill me.
That actually peaked at number 16 in 1995. Oh, here it is. Beautiful Day peaked at number 21. Oh. Boy, January of 2001. But I would have thought that U2 had 50 number one hits, but no, they didn't. Discotheque was number six on... Oh, Mysterious Ways peaked at number nine. Discotheque peaked at number 10.
You know what I think happens to bands like U2, and there's probably... I can't name a bunch at the moment, but they've always been there. They've always been solid. They always put out good music. But there's always some trend that comes probably sneaks right past them to the top of the charts.
The top of the charts.
And those bands have all gone away now as they've, you know, and their U2 continues to tour and sell out stadiums. But there's Vanilla Ice keeping them from their number one hit.
So they, to get up into the top 40, they've done it now. Well, they did it a year ago by being a guest on a Kendrick Lamar record. Were you able to find any of the Kendrick Lamar thing?
He was playing it.
I know, but we didn't hear any U2 on that. Did they just...
This is the last 15 seconds.
Oh, funny.
I'm sure it's just a sample. That's probably why they got the credit.
And 64 years ago today, every week we do stuff from the Billboard charts, and the charts themselves have even changed a lot in the last couple of years in the way that streaming has taken over and, you know, digital downloads, et cetera. 64 years ago today, in 1954, the first song that ever hit number one on the Billboard charts, so they are just starting the charts, and this is the first song that ever hit number one. It's Bill Haley and the Comets, Rock Around the Clock.
Mm.
Wow.
Around the clock tonight.
Did all the stuff under those dresses that made them puffy, did it get hot under there? Do you know?
Probably. I think they're called petticoats. Isn't that what they're called? The things that pop out your skirt?
I do not recall, but I remember having to wear one.
Look at them. Their dresses have full-on frill underneath.
Yeah.
I'm sure it did.
Are there any cats or poodles? Yeah, the poodles.
That's correct, Sarah. Yeah. Once again, you're right.
A petticoat?
A petticoat.
Oh, for crying out loud. Have you ever even been near a petticoat?
Yeah, I got married.
Wear a petticoat when
you're married? Well, I did. If you have a full skirt.
Did you have like a hoop? I remember when I was a kid, I was a flower girl for my aunt, and she had an actual hoop in
the
dress.
Like a wire frame.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. That boning. Mm-hmm. You know, I truly don't remember.
But you had a petticoat,
boning,
huh?
I did.
I know what it is.
It was
thanks.
A full skirt.
Yeah.
Boning, I'm very familiar.
Are you really?
Yeah.
And
I wonder if this guy ever had another hit, Bill Haley.
In the Comets? Sure.
Probably.
Well, they did.
Yeah. You know, it was the 50s, man.
I love that song.
There were like three bands.
Right. I'm going to quickly do this story just because I think that this guy's name is so funny. His name is Dijon McFarlane.
Dijon.
And he goes by the name DJ Mustard. He got paid $50,000 and never showed up to the festival that they had booked him for. And I went, DJ Mustard, Dijon McFarlane. I got to hear his music. I guess they wired him his fee and they had made all the travel and staying arrangements. The guy just didn't bother to get on the plane. He's like, yeah, no. There was something wrong with it. They didn't work out all the details. And they're like, no, we did and we want our money back. Mr. Dijon, Mr. DJ Mustard. So what does he sound like? Well, I've definitely heard worse rap songs. Here's a picture of him. DJ Dijon Mustard.
No.
Yeah, Australia wants their money back.
The answer's no. You're not good enough to steal our money.
What's going on, Vin?
Oh, so much stuff, including couples that don't sleep together.
Oh.
And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Can't believe it's only just Thursday.
The Radio Alice Report.
Here's what's happening. So we're getting ready for a historic meeting between the United States and North Korea. And as we head towards that day, week, however long that's going to last, three American hostages have just been released.
It's great news.
It is great news. So you're going to be hearing about that quite a bit throughout the day today and probably in the coming week.
I'm sure they'll have stories to tell.
Oh, they have to be relieved.
Yeah. Well, the last person we got back from North Korea died as soon as he got here.
Right.
I think they sent him home because they were like, oh, I think this guy's going to die. Let's release him.
It is Bike to Work Day 2018, everyone. So for those of you driving out there, if you see more, you know, people on the road and their bikes, be careful. You're going to. That's the deal. It's Bike to Work Day. So there's that.
Watch out for the bicyclists.
Right.
Share the road.
Right.
Also, bicyclists, don't be dicks.
Right. You know, running lights and stuff.
If you're going to share the road, you need to obey all the road signs and signals.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, don't be all like you're a vehicle one time and then a pedestrian another time.
I know. Ugh. Also, please look in your mirror before you open your car door. Whenever I'm riding on the road, I'm always just like, oh, God. Oh, man. Please don't open your car door. I just look at every driver's seat.
Also, if you're a Lyft driver or Uber driver, pull all the way over. Don't just stop in the middle of the street to drop someone off.
Oh, no. That's never going to change. I mean, they just stop.
Right.
Thanks.
That's a lost cause. Forget it. Just let it go.
I know people who have hit that open door.
Mm.
Bike,
oh, my God.
Cyclists who have hit
people
the open
door. Have, like, lifelong injuries after hitting the open door.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Yikes.
It's not good. And it's all I can think about as I'm riding down. I'm like, oh, my God. Why do I ride this bike? I'm too scared, man. Why do I do it?
I feel like you're okay in Mill Valley, but I could be wrong.
Well, you know, people are oblivious everywhere. You do go and buy a line of parked cars. You just never know.
Snoring, sleep talking, hogging the blankets, just some of the things you might experience as you decide to spend your evenings with one person.
Yeah, sharing a bed.
Forever
and ever. Game over, man.
The National Sleep Foundation found some married couples choose it's just better to sleep apart. We just actually get sleep that way. One in four couples sleep apart for better rest.
There are people who really feel like that's going to be, that there must be something wrong in your relationship, but it's just that you want to get a good night's sleep.
Right. Know?
It's nice to be alone and be able to fling yourself all in. No, and then you sleep better too because you're not worried about keeping the other person up.
Are you doing this yet?
No, John sleeps in the bed still. But I mean, for sure, if I'm snoring or if he's snoring, we've left the bed before. I've slept on the couch a few times.
Mm. Ooh, like, the couch?
Sure.
Huh.
I know. I don't care though. Couch is pretty comfortable.
Well, anyway, so I do the story because I know that it does seem to have a stigma attached to it.
For
that
sure.
People feel like, oh, you're one step out the door.
But you're not.
I don't know.
I mean, unless you are. I mean, I suppose for some people that probably is true. Yeah, I'm actually 1 foot out the door. But for other people, it's just like, no, I just want to get a good night's sleep. Yuzi and Johnny V, when did you guys first start? Was it when you moved into the condo that you really started having your own bedroom, or did you do it before that too?
No, because we didn't have a two-bedroom. We just had a one-bedroom. Oh. So I would always have to go to the couch.
Mm.
Boo.
But now you each have your own room.
Such a bummer, man. Yeah. I would get mad.
Well, yeah. It's like, the middle of the night. I'm trying to sleep, dude. Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so now, yeah, ever since we moved into that place 7 or 8 years ago.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Good for you. Aren't you so glad you did that?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
my God. Can't wait for the housewarming party.
I know.
Yours, too.
Well.
Agreed.
I moved in a couple months ago, so I think you're up.
Yeah.
You are the next one to have one.
Yeah, for sure.
And then Bryn, and then Vinny.
Right. Anyway, so 1 in 4 couples. You're not alone out there.
Yeah.
For those of you who are like, I got to get, do it.
Just do it.
The other day, he said, I asked where something was. He says, it's in my room. And I just stood there for a second. I laughed to myself like, oh, it's so fun that he gets to say, it's in my room.
Yeah. You have a room? He has a room.
Oh, my God. He was going through his Hot Wheel collection.
Oh, my God. Are you effing kidding me? You can't have a full-length mirror or an ironing board, and he's got a Hot Wheels collection?
She was showing me the tour of the house, and we got into John's room, and she goes, oh, ignore that. It's his Hot Wheel collection all over his bed.
He had him out playing with them? Did he make some tunnels and stuff in the sheets?
No,
still in the package.
Oh.
He was cleaning them, dusting them off.
What do you think
he
about
dust the package?
The package off?
Yeah,
he dusts the package off.
That's not how we rage at all.
At all.
You know what? If he gets pleasure from it, I know he likes to sharpen his knives, and I think he probably has some firearms as well.
Yeah.
So you know what? We all get our.
Yeah, but usually doesn't get to have anything.
Sarah, I get to have that chair with the clothes piled on top of it.
Okay, all right. If
how
that's
about
enough
a full-length
for you,
mirror,
yeah,
oh,
or an ironing board that you don't have to go down to the garage to get.
Well, at your 4th of July party, why don't you negotiate a new deal for her so she can start doing some things around the house?
I'm going to
be
busy.
I bet you he's working that day.
Oh, no.
The 4th of July?
Nobody buys
he's
a car on the 4th.
He's had to work holidays. Holidays. He's had to work
at
holidays.
All?
Yeah.
How about occasions? Man. Has he had to work occasions?
Yes.
So he's working on Mother's Day?
Yeah, he is.
He's going to Alabama soon.
He is.
For what?
I think maybe when he gets off work, he's going to Alabama. Some Mercedes thing over there.
Huh. Fun. A 91-year-old guy named Johnny Douglas was at McDonald's drive-thru in Richmond, Indiana on Monday, and the guy in front of him was taking too long.
Oh. Why? A bunch of special orders?
Who knows? Sometimes it's hard to decide.
Right. Oh, just to order. He was taking too long just to order. That's annoying. Just if you're going to, don't pull into the drive-thru line until you're ready.
Johnny feels the same way.
Hmm. Uh-oh, what did Johnny do?
Johnny's 91, by the way. Did I mention that?
You did not.
Johnny is a 91-year-old guy.
You'd think that guy'd be used to waiting around.
He responded to this guy taking too long by pulling out a gun and firing a warning shot at him.
Oh, a warning shot. Well, you can't get in trouble for that.
The guy in front of him was a 39-year-old Philip Bailey.
Oh, Philip Bailey.
Like
from
singer?
Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Oh, really?
Isn't that the guy's name?
Yeah.
Johnny yelled at him to get a move on. Then Philip yelled back and ended up throwing a drink, and that's when Johnny pulled the gun. So there was a little bit of an exchange.
Once someone has fired the warning shot, though, isn't that your cue to just be like, you know what, go ahead, you go first. I'm going to, like, I mean, I guess unless Philip is also packing, in which case.
Are we really going to have
a shootout in the McDonald's drive-thru?
Over a quarter pounder.
Right.
I hear they're all natural beef now. They're different and better.
True?
That's what the commercials during the NBA playoffs are saying. Gabrielle Union told me that she loves it.
Oh.
And I was like, whoa.
Well, she's trustworthy, so.
Well, she seemed to like the burger a lot.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
So then what happens? 91-year-old.
Police showed up and arrested Johnny for criminal recklessness because, you know, he fired his gun at a dude in the McDonald's drive-thru line.
Right. Oh. God, I hate that sound.
Philip is also facing charges, though, for intimidation and disorderly conduct. So neither of them got off.
But Philip got shot at.
Well.
He's just trying to place his order.
He is a 91-year-old man. All right.
With a gun.
Sir. Whatever. What are you going to do?
I'm going to avoid the McDonald's drive-thru line, I think. Seems like the smartest choice.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny. I would love one of those.
AT&T Stadium in Dallas, where the Cowboys play in the college football championship, was played, uses more energy on game days than the entire country of Liberia.
Wow. Really?
It's a big stadium.
Still a whole country.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's why it's a fast, it's fun. Fast
it's a good,
fact.
That's a good fact. Yeah.
They should probably look into solar.
Yeah, and wind power even.
Yeah.
I mean, they could put some turbines up on the top of that thing.
Sia.
The singer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wrote the song Diamonds in 14 minutes, and it went on to be a number one hit for Rihanna.
The Diamonds in the Sky song?
Huh?
Yeah, I think that is one of the lines.
Play me Rihanna's Diamonds. Yeah. Beautiful like diamonds in the sky. All right. That's, you know, they do say sometimes you, a song pours out of you fully formed. Seems like, you know, oh, shine bright like a diamond. Like a diamond. Like diamonds in the sky.
Seems
like a good song should take longer than that, but okay.
I was trying to think how long it took me to write Boobs, but I can't remember.
Yeah. Well, it probably took you some time. You had to come up with all the rhymes and,
yeah.
You know, boobs are cool. They make me drool.
I like them all.
Big and small. I mean, that's like, you know, things, genies like that takes time.
Right.
I like to have them when I drive.
I'd like to have a pair on my thighs
so I
could
play
with them when I drive.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Makes sense. It's perfect sense, doesn't it?
I can't think
of anything that makes more sense in the universe, Vinny.
Yep.
It's a neat visual, too.
Sure.
Boobs hanging right off the front of my thigh.
Well, I guess would you just cut a hole in the top of your pants so that each one could hang out of it?
I think I start wearing skirts.
Oh, just pull your skirts?
Yeah, I moved to skirts.
That's probably the way to go.
I mean, I got boobs on my thighs. I'm going to have
to. Not like you can put those honeys in a bra, either. It'd be hard to walk. You know.
True.
Oh.
Yeah.
Think of that.
Maybe you could have like a little garter belt sling set up.
I never imagined myself in the boob thigh scenario actually getting out of the car and living beyond that.
There's maintenance. I mean, there's going to have to do some stuff.
My goodness.
Yeah. Well, you know, something to think about.
There's a 54-year-old woman named Jennifer Sue Sunday.
Okay. Jenny Sue Sunday.
In St. Petersburg, Florida. And on Friday afternoon, she called 911 and said she had an emergency.
Uh-oh, what was the matter with
her? Paramedics rushed to her house, and when they got there, she said, I need a beer. I need a beer.
That was her emergency.
Did you bring beer?
No.
Did you bring beer? Because I need a beer. They left, and a few hours later, she called 911 again and said, I've got an emergency.
So
and
she
when
didn't
the paramedics
have to tell what
got
the...
there, it was the same thing. She said, I need a beer.
Oh, my God.
Only this time they say it seemed like she was super drunk, so.
Wow. So somewhere in between she'd gotten some beer.
They arrested her, though.
She just needs more beer.
Right, more beer.
I'm out of beer.
Yeah.
First, I need a beer. Now I'm out of beer.
Good.
Yeah, I honestly don't know why they sent anyone in the first place. Like, don't you have to say what your emergency
is?
Well,
I don't know. Who knows what she said?
I'm super thirsty.
Did you hear that burp? That was fun.
That was a good one.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. At least at the festival, there was other entertainment. Our DJ did not show up for senior prom last weekend, says 408.
What a bummer.
That is a bummer.
What'd they do?
Well, I guess you just hook up an iPod to
somebody's Spotify,
playlist.
Right? Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's wrong.
Someone plugs in their phone.
Someone's big night. Everybody pays for those tickets. Prom is no joke. It's very expensive.
Yes.
And now there's no dancing?
The principal's wife texts him. It stops the music for a second.
Bummer.
650 says, the Bay Area is home to a huge number of vintage dancers and...
Vintage dancers?
In my opinion, whether or not it's more comfortable, the fluffy skirt just makes it more fun.
Oh. Yeah.
We played a video of Bill Haley and the Comets.
Right.
And they go straight to the dancing feet.
Right, in the 50s.
The skirts.
So there's like 50s vintage dance troupes,
I guess so.
What they're saying?
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe.
Well, what fun.
Well, what did I get roped into? I did swing dancing.
Oh, swing dancing. Right. Oh, yeah, that's the same
swing
era,
was
isn't
big
it?
For
yeah.
a long time.
I was in
40s, 50s.
The doghouse, and that was my out.
Yeah.
Boy, you were in the doghouse a lot. In
I didn't save myself, though.
I mean, river dance and.
Oh, I feel like we had a swing theme party.
Well, swing was big for a
like
minute.
Like our
there.
Show did.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was the. There was a couple like.
Cherry
swing,
Pop and Daddies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the.
Rock
guy
Billy.
From the
Stray Cats?
From the Stray Cats.
Sure, Brian Setzer.
Yeah,
right.
That's it.
He had a couple, like, yeah. there were some swing things happening. It was coming back for a minute, you guys.
What was worse, going to the weddings or river dance?
You know, river dance wasn't horrible in the sense that for a minute, it's magnificent.
And then?
And then it's just the same thing. The clickety-clack is... You're over it.
And then there's an intermission.
And then there's a lady comes out and starts singing. I'm like, oh, my God. Singing, too? Yeah, that wasn't great, but I would say the weddings were worse.
Those were back in the days when you were partying. How do you even remember the
I
weddings?
I know, but it was ramping up her twitch to be married.
Oh.
Each one of these, this is what happens to a lot of people.
Is that why you guys got swing dancing
in
lessons?
In their 20s.
So you look good at your wedding?
Is as their friends start to fall... You know, here I am. I'm hooked up. Why aren't I getting proposed to?
Yeah, Vinny, why aren't you getting proposed to?
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Did you not? Mind just talking to the wall?
Yeah.
I always like these stories. I have a couple. Children of famous people.
Oh.
What are they up to?
Fun.
Mm. Yeah.
Sarah and Vinny.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.